Welcome to ClinFarm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guest today is Dr. Elvin Price, Associate Professor at Virginia Commonwealth University and Associate Editor of Clinical and Translational Science. Elvin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Elena. I'm excited to come and share with listeners of the ClinFarm podcast.
So CTS has recently issued a call for papers for a special collection that will begin publishing in late 2024, which will focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion in clinical pharmacology and translational medicine. Normally, I would ask people why a certain theme was chosen at a particular time, but as we know, there is never a wrong time to highlight DEI in science or other fields. Elvin, why is it important to continually spotlight DEI, and how does this issue fit into CTS's larger goals to advance the field?
Sure. I think that's a great question. There are a couple of things that makes this an appropriate time for this call for this special collection. The goal of ASCPT, one of the goals is to continue to push learning forward, to improve therapeutic outcomes for humanity. And one of the ways that we can do that is having a good representation of humanity involved with the development and evaluation of drugs or medications. And if we have a good broad representation of those that we intend to serve, we can have a better chance of having better outcomes for therapeutic agents. You know, as we look at treating chronic diseases, many of the chronic illnesses that people face, we have less than ideal outcomes for the medications that we use to treat those diseases. A part of what contributes to those suboptimal outcomes is the lack of diverse populations that were included in the development or the clinical trial process for evaluating drugs. So diversity is one of the ways that we can learn something from the general public so that we can serve them better, those of us that are working in this process of making and understanding how drugs work and fail in people. And that includes individuals from all over the world, from various communities around the world, and from all of the protected classes and however people see themselves. If we can have a broad representation of humanity, then we can make life better for all that are, you know, sharing this thing that we call life.
Great, thank you. And so how is CTS hoping to see these concepts applied to particular papers? Are there any understudied populations, historically marginalized groups on which you hope to receive research?
Well, there are a lot of them that I'm interested in. Well, not just I'm interested, but we're interested in receiving a diverse group of topics, those that include underrepresented or marginalized populations, those that have not been historically included in research studies. We want to see people studying those populations. We also want to receive studies from researchers that are from understudied or historically marginalized groups. So we want to see and observe how those investigators are formulating research questions and what things are important to those researchers. We're also interested in receiving submissions that cover conferences that have been organized around underrepresented groups or protected classes. We're also interested in review papers and submissions that maybe someone is on the fence on whether or not they want to convert into a manuscript. For instance, I know that there are in states that are historically underfunded, there are COBRE awards, and maybe those investigators are considering writing a manuscript to describe how they put a COBRE award together to boost the research in a rural state. So we're interested in those types of submissions. And maybe someone has, they've had a successful NIH-funded IMSD award where they've increase the numbers of underrepresented individuals into the pharmacological sciences or Or pharmaceutical sciences. We're interested in receiving submissions describing that process and how these groups were able to improve diversity in the pharmaceutical sciences using these funding mechanisms. So we're interested in the results of T32 awards in pharmaceutical sciences, or we're flexible and interested in learning from the general public and learning from those that are working across the pharmaceutical industry or large-scale genomic studies. We're interested in learning from the society at large on these topics of DEI.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I know that in CTS previously, we have published, there were a couple of papers that came out kind of during the pandemic that focused on vaccine hesitation in populations in rural, I believe it was Arkansas. And they were not written necessarily by clinical pharmacologists. I think they were written by social scientists, but they were incredibly interesting. Actually, we did a couple podcasts on there, so I might link to one in the description of this episode. But I what you laid out sounds great. And I mean, if we could get all of that, man, this would be a stellar issue. You kind of mentioned this a little bit, but what are the various article types that you could submit for this issue? And what various article types would sort of make up your ideal collection?
So I think that our ideal collection, we're hoping that it will be very eclectic, like just diverse and broad in type, in submission type. So I hope to receive some proceedings from conferences. So these results of maybe NIH-funded conferences, or maybe conferences that were grassroots efforts by a collection of churches in Iowa or something. We're open to all of those types of things. Original research articles that are including protected classes or historically underrepresented populations, we're interested in those. We're interested in reviews. We're interested in opinion pieces. We're interested in manuscripts of all types. If they're teaching us something about diverse perspectives, or if we're learning something from a diverse group of people, I think that it fits our call for this special collection. I hope to see some submissions from some of our historically Black colleges and universities that have medical schools there, that have graduate schools, that have pharmacy schools. I hope to see some submissions from those universities also. From their investigators there that may be funded by various mechanisms. I'm thinking about NIH SCORE awards that target historically underrepresented investigators in universities. So I hope to see some submissions from those groups, and we're going to actively receive those. And I think that one thing that's important to add is the investigators or someone that's preparing a manuscript. They may have an idea that maybe we didn't list specifically in our call, but real live associate editors will receive these submissions and we can read them and make a judgment call. It will not be pre-screened out by some electronic format, AI or such. It will not pre-screen the manuscripts out. So we are open to what the general public deems to be DEI related. And then we will have real live associate editors read these submissions and then make a call to send them out to reviewers. So everyone has a chance if their manuscripts are submitted.
I will completely agree. There is no AI pre-screening of topics. In fact, the first people who will see your manuscript are myself and my journal staff colleagues, and I promise you, we are all real people. Another thing I will point out, based on what Elvin was saying, is that if you have a topic and you're not entirely sure if it fits, please do feel free to send us a pre-submission inquiry. You can send that directly to our managing editor, Alethea Girding. Or you can contact John Wagner, or I'm sure you could probably contact Elvin. And he'd be happy
Sure.
to, happy to pass that along to the rest of the editorial team. So if you have questions about, is a topic a right fit? What type of manuscript would this best fit with? Please feel free to reach out. We're happy to answer. CTS, we do these special collections, which is a little bit different from your standard themed issue in that we don't publish all of them at one time. We start a special collection when we have probably three or four papers on the topic, and then it will continue until we feel like we've received the amount of papers that would make up a good collection. Elvin, what's the value in submitting for a theme collection? If it doesn't guarantee that your paper goes online in one big group, how will being published in a special collection differentiate your paper from other papers published in CTS?
Well, I think that the papers that are published in the special collection, you have this added benefit of being grouped with like manuscripts. So you have these collection of papers where the membership of ASCPT and those that are working in the clinical pharmacology space, they're standing in this issue that they can save, they can archive into their browser history and go back and continue to look for papers that they know that are related to a particular topic. And they all, there's also this added flexibility of that there's this rolling submission. So right now we have the submission that's open for another 6 months. I think that gives us a good amount of time to prepare these manuscripts and to get them submitted before our initial deadline is December 31st. I think there are great benefits for being in this special collection. If we go back to the CTS archives, you will notice that we have special collections from the past that may have been published in 2023 or 2022. And those are still organized there. And so if anyone is interested in those particular topics, that historical link is there. It makes it easy for those that are for future generations of readers to always come and find that material. So I think that's an added benefit.
Absolutely. And what Elvin's referencing is if you go to the CTS page on the Wiley Online Library, you will see a tab at the top that says Special Collections, and that will give you a drop-down menu of our previous special collections. And I will also add that the journal staff and Wiley and ASCPT as a whole always do everything we can to promote these special collections. So you'll see a lot of buzz on social media. There'll probably be another follow-up podcast. Elvin, I don't know if you knew that, but you have to come back.
Sure.
So,
I look forward to it.
excellent. We'll promote it on social media, and Wiley will as well. So it really can bring a lot more eyes to your paper, I think, than publishing in the standard way. So that's kind of all the questions that I had prepared today. Are there any thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up?
I'm really, really, really looking forward to these submissions starting to roll in. So if anyone out there doing anything, any research that's DEI related, or you have a perspective that you would like to share on an underrepresented perspective, whether that is age, race, sexual orientation, gender, identity, ability, disability, religion, culture, any of the protected classes, and how that can intersect with how medications work in the human body. We are interested in receiving those submissions. And so I'm really looking forward to working with authors if needed to help with answering questions so that we can get these submissions rolling in.
Excellent. Thank you, Elvin. This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website, as well as other calls for the ASCPT journal family, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by December 31st, 2024, so if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CTS, please feel free to contact Managing Editor Alethea Gerding at alethea@ascpt.org. That's Alethea@ascpt.org. And Elvin, I just want to say a final thank you to you for joining me today. I think this has been a great conversation. I've really enjoyed listening to your thoughts on the issue, and I think it's going to lead to some great submissions.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to receiving the submission.
Thank you for listening to ClinFarm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.